The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hellier. Focus less on erection and more on connection. So many men come to me worried about what their penis is doing or not doing. Erections, ejaculation, performance, lasting long enough. It's as though sex has been reduced to a set of KPIs to measure against. Did it get up? Did it stay up? Did it finish the right way? This kind of focus does the very opposite of what good sex requires. When we monitor our genitals like an exam to pass, we create pressure. And pressure kills arousal. Instead of entering into intimacy with curiosity and openness, we clamp down. We disconnect from ourselves and our partners. What's missing here is the heart, the mind, and the simple magic of connection. The problem with performance thinking. Our culture has trained us to think of sex as a linear, goal-oriented act. Foreplay leads to intercourse, which leads to orgasm, which means success, and anything else is failure. That's a heavy load to carry into the bedroom. But sex isn't a sporting event. It doesn't need scorecards. It's a meeting place of bodies, emotions, and souls. And when we let go of performance thinking, the pressure eases. The focus shifts from, am I doing it right, to how are we being together? The paradox is that when we stop obsessing over erections, they tend to show up more reliably, because what creates arousal isn't pressure, it's connection, warmth, laughter, trust, affection, safety. These are the ingredients that invite the nervous system to relax and open. And from that place, desire and arousal can naturally emerge. I've seen it time and time again in my clinic. Once couples shift their focus from penis performance to emotional presence, the sexual problems often resolve themselves. So what does it take to move beyond performance and into connection? Firstly, non-linear lovemaking, one of my signature concepts. Forget the start, here, and end there script and explore touch, taste, sound, breath in whatever order feels good. Focus on pleasure over outcome. Sex isn't about getting off. It's about sharing pleasure. Orgasms are wonderful, but they're an outcome, not the purpose. As I often say, if all you want is an orgasm, do it yourself. It's quicker and easier. Then ditch the KPIs, no key performance indicators. Erections, ejaculation, orgasm, look, they happen when they happen. They're not measures of worth or success. And above all, prioritize presence. Look into your partner's eyes, breathe together, feel the texture of skin under your fingers. Take your time. This is where intimacy lives. When couples come to me distressed by erectile difficulties, the most powerful shift is often the simplest. Take the spotlight off the penis and shine it onto the connection. Because when intimacy is rooted in presence, tenderness, and play, the body follows. Real sex is not about functioning genitals. It's about two human beings meeting each other with openness and care. When that becomes a focus, erections and orgasms tend to take care of themselves.